pulling mine up. And Mr. Rob Hurst is a regional manager in Ohio. He was in Atlanta, of course, with us and had one of the leadership positions in doing part of the training.
He and his wife.
Yes, he and April. April did a great job, too, at our event on Sunday morning. And it was very impactful to all of us. We were taking notes. We were absorbing this. Here's the thing. We all are selling memberships, whether we're recruiting and selling a membership or we're selling a membership without a recruit. We're selling memberships. That's who we are. It's what we do. And so to make that advance is pretty easy. You can sell it and make that advance, but you don't want to get a charge back because somebody didn't understand it right, and they, you know, and so they got, you know, decided to drop it. And you don't want them to ever drop it because you want to build up your book of business. I mean, the renewals are real, y'all. I mean, Frank and I doubled our income when we started getting our renewals. So we want you to be able to do that. So we're going to listen closely. Mr. Rob Hurst, thank you so much for not only preparing the PowerPoint, but for taking your time to be on the call tonight to train our team. So take it away.
All right. All right. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and for all that you all do for the team. And just your leadership, you know, just makes us step up our game. You all are the Michael Jordan and the Scottie Pippen of the team. So thank you so much. And I'm going to just, you know, get right into it. And, you know, this is a very important part of the business. It's actually one of the most important parts, because it's what do you do after a person becomes a member, you know, and how do you get that to duplicate? So what I'm going to talk about is not just retention, but also maintaining performance club. So maintaining performance club, but also having great retention. And by doing that, we can reap the rewards. Now, what are the rewards? The rewards are things of sort, such like special recognition, car bonuses, you get leaves with the company, incentive trips, you know, all into bonuses, you know, basically so many of the different perks the company offers, you have access to it. Now, I'll be transparent with you all. And I definitely have had to go through trial and error understanding, you know, being able to write better business, being able to keep business on the books and still work. It's just getting better and better at it. But I won't say that I'm the 100% the best, but I can share with you what I am doing and what has gotten me to where I have been able to have better retention. My retention over the last 12 months has been as high as 89%. And I'm about that, because there was a time where I was PC qualifying, I was in and out of the check, right? You know, you 75% 1 month, 76%, then you drop to 70%, no check for that month. So for some of you don't know, basically what that simply means is there's a 12-month rolling persistency. And so what the company looks at is how many members are on the books versus how many are off. And whatever that January, let's say January of 2015 to January 2016, you know, let's say it was 100 apps written. And let's just hypothetically say that 30 fell off. That's not good retention. All right, you're at 70%. And if you can even look at your persistency, look at it as a grade. You know, do you have A-plus persistency, or is it a B? Or is it a C? Is it a D? Is it an F? You know, and so I began to take it serious like I did in school. You know, what kind of grade do I want to have in my persistency? And so that's what we want to kind of talk about, how to manage that, how to maintain that, because we know one of the other great things about the all-in-two bonuses is that, you know, the retention has to be at least, you know, 90%, as we talked about. You know, and so this is something that's going to really help you. And this is the things that I have been able to implement in my business. And it was really once I started, you know, doing small business and different areas of the business that I really began to really learn it and hone it, and I just brought it over to what we do on our daily activity, you know, when we're enrolling people. So let's get right into it, and so we explain the rewards. But one of the things I understand that's very important is preparation. You got to be prepared. You know, I heard Mr. Taffer talk about being able to prepare for the week, you know, planning your day before, the night before. But it's also, you know, being able to make sure the tools, the necessary tools, are in place. And so you want to have what we call a membership kit. Now, you actually can call home office, and they actually can put it together for you. It might cost you a dollar or two. But you can also put it together yourself. And so here are some things that I look for as far as having, you know, my prepared folder the things that are going to be necessary as our enrollment members. So one thing, I like the Eagle Shield folder because what it says is that the member is official. I don't want to give them a pink slip of paper because, you know, what most people relate to pink slips is being terminated from a job. We don't want them to terminate their membership. So a Legal Shield folder is very professional and makes it totally official. In that Legal Shield folder, it's always good not only to have a universal membership app, but also have an associate app because what if this person decides they want to become an associate? All right, very important. The other thing is a will questionnaire. Definitely important to have as well. What we found is that, you know, consistency could be anywhere from 30 to 40% higher just from people getting their wills done. Having a legal plan, IDT plan, and even a member perks brochure, I think is very important to have in there as well. And then there is a what they call a quick start. And so if you go and log into your back office, if you go to the search bar, you know, and just put in quick start, you'll see it pop up. Definitely something to have in that folder as well. It basically has six things of importance of what they need to do to set up their app, to set up their members login, to set up their perks, to set up their identity theft stuff. I mean, all the things that that are important and, in fact, that we highlight and we market, but we want to make sure they're doing it. And also a referral form, kind of referral form on the and what we call the performance evaluation form, and it's actually on the website, on the performancefamily.com website. You go to helpful resource or helpful documents, and it's in there as well. So, and then one other thing is the 101 reasons of why a person may need Legal Shield, all right? So those are some things that I find that are important because, again, I want to make sure that they have what they need as a new member. And even if they become an associate, again, I want it to duplicate as well. So the first step also I found is very important as well. You may not necessarily have it in a folder, but you want to have a first step training available just in case they become an associate because if they're ready to become an associate, you want to go ahead and get them started immediately, get them started right. Okay, now, when it comes to close, here are some questions, some basic questions. I kept it real basic, and you'll see it on the website. One question, and it's, we call it the is one of the phrases that pays, you know, what did you like best, all right? We don't want to ask what did you think or what's your thoughts, you know, what did you like best? That is a positive question that requires a positive response. Now, the second question, and I heard somebody, I was on one of these team calls, right, very important being on these conference calls, and I heard it years ago, I was new in the business, and this gentleman, he not only would say, what did you like best, but once he would say, what did they like best, and I said, well, I like the fact that I can get a will done, I like this part, he said, well, why is that important to you? Again, re-emphasizing why this is important to him is key as well, because then they will tell you, well, you know, I actually had this situation happen, or I've seen this situation happen to somebody. At that point, you know, you've got your paper and pen. What address do you want your kit sent to? All right, so you assume the sales. So just some basic language right there. What did you like best? Why is that important to you? And what address do you want your kit sent to? Okay, we're going to go to the next slide. Yeah, because once a person becomes a member, then this is where the retention mechanisms are important. And it's not something you want to put on the back burner. It's not something you want to wait 2-3 months to do. You want to do it now. Matter of fact, you don't want to do it now. You want to do it right now. And what I've learned, if I do it right now, then I can stay on top of it. So one of the things you want to do, once we get all the paperwork done, I want to have them download the My Legal Shield app. They can download it for free, whether they have an Android or they have an iPhone. Now, I don't think that's available on BlackBerry, to my knowledge. You know, so if they have a BlackBerry, we have to figure that out. But as far as Androids or iPhones, they can go to their app store and they can download the My Legal Shield app. And the demo, they can put and they can use the demo login. The demo login is Legal Shield, and the demo password is Justice. So now this person gets the opportunity to kind of play with it. But here's what I like about it. You know, and Mr. John Gardner talked about this in Atlanta, about now, you know, the phones, we have an app, tap the app, we have an app. And so now this person is walking around marketing my business for me, That's the way I look at it. Every time they look at my phone, they want to play Angry Birds, they got to see my leadership. And so I love the fact that we can now have them download the app, and it's top of mind. Next, it's a welcome call to a law firm if it's within hours, right? So they can call a law firm and say, hey, you know, actually I'm an associate. I have a new member here. Just wanted them to get an opportunity to see how the services work and want to see if we might be able to welcome them on as a new member. I've never had any issues calling a law firm and them doing that. They go right into it, you know. And sometimes the new member may actually have a question, like, you know, I actually do have a question. And that's another great thing. Now, if it's after hours, I find that, you know, maybe you want a welcome call with an associate. Again, someone who could just welcome them and make it official. Make it official. You're a family. You're now in a relationship with one of the top companies. You have access to thousands of other law firms nationwide. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. We want to make them feel like it's a big deal. Presentation evaluation form. Now, once we've done that, this form right here, let me tell you, has been revolutionary for me and my business. I find that now I never run out of warm market because now when I fill out that presentation evaluation form, it asks certain questions, and people are very familiar with that. They go to a restaurant. How was the food? Was it cold? Was it hot? Rate us on a scale of 1 to 10. Very similar. And then what it says at the bottom, basically, you know, we take referrals, you know. And what I find, 9 times out of 10, people fill it out. They fill it out, and they just start writing referrals. It actually says a 3 to 5 is okay, a 6 to 8 is good, and then 9 to 10 or 8 to 10 is excellent, something like that. And so, you know, they want to obviously give you something. And if you have been able to create value for them, it's really not hard for them to say, hey, you know what, there's some other people that probably need to hear about this as well. Now, the other thing is the 101 ways on how a person can use LeadShield. What I'll do is I'll pull it out and I'll say, hey, can you circle three things that you see on here that you see yourself using the service for right now? Like, if in the next 30 days, what are three things that you can circle right now and you can find yourself using LeadShield for? Again, make it top of mind that you now have access to a great attorney, a great law firm, and a great system. Last but not least, you want to start them on their will questionnaire. Now, if you're able to help them, like if you're able to sit there and they can fill it out, great. You know, I personally like to sit there for a little bit, have them fill it out, and send it to a law firm myself. That's just me. That way I know it's done. But, you know, sometimes time may not permit that. So I want to at least get them started. So I will go where their name, their address, and then if they have children or grandchildren, I want to at least get those names on there. So, again, they're now emotionally thinking about the connection of, man, this is really my last love letter, you know, to my family. And the last thing you want to do is schedule a follow-up day. I actually been doing some follow-ups today. I had a young lady I enrolled. She was one of my referrals. They're very excited. Not only did they get a plan, but they signed up the daughter as well. And so I ended up getting 2 memberships out of that. And even before the appointment before that, I got 2 memberships out of that as well. Why? Because we're creating value. So in 2 hours, I had 4 apps in 2 hours as soon as I got back from Atlanta. Not because I was great or anything, but because we're just creating value with what we have. So you want to schedule a follow-up day. And what I find is good, you know, you got to look at your schedule, what's going to work. I want to schedule a follow-up day where I can follow up and make sure that they've gotten their email. I want to make sure that we're able to help them set up their app, their member perks, things that, and it might take about 10 minutes, but it's worth it because, again, I'm trying to make sure they're locked in with the membership. I was sharing this with the team the other night because I had the opportunity to do this training. What I was sharing with them was that I had to do a private business reception a few days ago. And this young lady was kind of looking at the information, and she said she was with AT&T. I said, well, how much are you paying, if you don't mind me asking? She said, I'm paying $90 a month. I said, so how would you like to save 20% on your AT&T bill? She said, I would love that. So you could save $18 just with that. Off the top, you can save about $18 a month on your bill, and just because you're a LegalShield member. So creating value, helping them connect to things that they already subscribed to. I know Mr. Coyne always talks about, you know, subscriber-based businesses. And so we all subscribe to these things. But now I'm able to show them how they can save $50 to $60, maybe $100 a month, but will never cancel their membership because as soon as they do, their bill's going to go back up. All right? So now this person is like, this membership is saving me money in so many ways, not just legally, but also in the things that I'm already spending money for. So you want to schedule that follow-up day so that you can follow up with that person and make sure that's done. In fact, right before I leave them, that quick start that has the six things that they need to set up, I circle the things that apply to them. You might have somebody that just got identity theft, you know, and maybe they just, you know, got identity theft and got the member first. So they may not need some of the other things. The real question is, maybe I'm not gotten that. But I circle the things that are important. Now, if they got all of that, I circle all the things. And you need to, we need to make sure all the things are done. And the reason why I leave that with them is so that I can walk you through that over the phone. All right? Let's see. So performance club maintenance. So making contacts with new members. So now that person's giving me referrals, you know, I always want to figure out how do I get in front of more people. And what I like to do, what I prefer to do, is make some calls while the member is there, you know, with some of the prospects that they put on the list that are potential individuals that may see a value. And so we make the contacts with the new member. This is what I tell them. I said, this is all I want you to say. Hey, do you have 30 seconds? It's pretty important. I have someone I want you to meet. And they just hand me the phone. I don't want them to try to explain anything. All I want them to simply do is say, hey, do you have 30 seconds? Yeah, I got 30 seconds. It's pretty important. I have someone I want you to meet real quick. And all I'm simply going to do is say, hey, you know what? Me and Michael, we're just sitting here talking, and, you know, we're just trying to educate the community on some of the things and the issues that are at hand and how our company actually has a solution. He says, you really need to hear about this. All right. And so basically from there, we try to set a time, try to set an appointment where I can either get in front of them. If not, maybe they're long distance. Okay. I can send them a 5-minute video. We have all the necessary tools that we can figure out what tool is going to work best. And but the biggest thing is I want to get them some more information as well. Now, if I'm without the new member, I might say, hey, hi, Mary, this is Rob, you don't know me. Very important to just say that off the top. Hi, Mary, this is Rob, you don't know me, but I become good friends with Michael. You know Michael, right? Well, yeah, I know Michael. And then I go right back to the same script, you know. Hey, you know, we're just really trying to, you know, educate and get more information out to the community about some of the issues that are at hand and how we actually have a solution. When would be a good time that we can actually go over the information with you as well? But what is this about, right? We may get that. What is this about? Now, here's, and you can write this down. I know this is not necessarily the PowerPoint, but what I'd simply say is, well, you know how there have been situations where there have been data breaches and people are really worried about that. You know, you see it on the news. Yeah, I know about that. And you know how most people would hate, you know, to leave this earth and their family be all messed up. They didn't prepare correctly. Yes, right. And do you know that you know people are being taken advantage of? And if they had access, and had some help, it might have been a different situation. Yes, well, we help with that. But there's nothing I can say that's more powerful than what you're going to see. There's nothing I can say that's more powerful than what you're going to see. And that just again, it always opens the door, you know, to for them to want to see. That's when it's something else to talk about. It's about what do we need to see. A couple other things. The purpose of getting information in front of people is to get the information in front of more people. I'll say it again. The purpose of getting the information in front of people is to get the information in front of more people. So when we're mission driven, you know, the mission is really to educate and get in front of more people to educate them. And one other thing I found is key, and what I know and I've learned, you write better business if you make this your goal, is get it done by the 15th. Get it done by the 15th. April and I, we actually came up with a mantra here in Cincinnati. We even got a little song to it. I'm not going to do the song, but we came up with a mantra. And the mantra is, I'm forgetting it now. Start with 5, stay alive. Shoot for 10, you will win. Start with 5, stay alive. Shoot for 10, you will win. And the last part is get it done by the 15, rock with the beat. And basically, if you start with five, right, that means that we're already PC qualified for this month, so we're already working on the next month already, so we're always ahead. We'll have way more BMW qualifiers with that philosophy. And if we shoot for 10, we always win. We can never fail, all right? So the last few things here. Second phase to retention maintenance is designate 2 follow-up days for new members. And so basically, it's about being organized. Because I know we are all on a run. We're on a serious 90-day run. So we don't have time to, you know, be unorganized. So I had to find 2 days that are my days that I do that, right? And I cut a certain amount of time. I don't spend all day doing it. But it's, you know, I want to set some time aside because it's important to designate. So my days are like Tuesdays and Saturdays. Tuesdays and Saturdays. You got 1 day on the week. And 1 day on the weekend. So we try to work with that. Now, does that mean I'm not flexible? No, I'm flexible, but I at least try to gear people on those 2 days for me. That's what works for me. Before you call them, obviously you want to get their membership number, all right? So you can access that. You can call home office or in your back office as well under your members' reports. Then again, you know, once we call them, our goal is to help them set up their Legal Shield members only site, their member perk site as well. Download the Ask Legal Shield app. Another important piece, because even if they don't sign up, I want the app on their phone. I want them marketing my business 100% of the time. Because what happens is with the Ask Legal Shield app, they can ask a basic question. They'll give them a basic answer. But if they're like, well, what does that mean for my state? If you scroll all the way to the bottom, it says become a member of our community with Legal Shield, get a membership, right? And so, again, it's always top of mind. Our goal is really to plant the seed. Once we plant the seed, you know, we follow, we do what's necessary. But we don't want to chase people. We just want to do our job and get the mission of our information out. Another one is get them started on setting up the ID Shield monitoring. And last but not least, designate a day to call your pre-cancel list and communicate to your team about doing the same. This is like, I wish I could put this in all caps and exclamation points. You got to designate a day. Something happened. I don't know if anybody else experienced it, but once they came out with these new cards with the chips, there are some banks that actually changed individuals' card numbers. And so what does that simply mean? Well, when home office tries to process it, it goes into pre-cancel. And I was a lot of it, but people were just not aware that they had a new card. And because of the chip, the card numbers change. So it's very important. Again, you got to monitor that because, again, you got to have good persistency for this process, 90% retention. So that means that we got to be on top of it. So designate a day. Wednesday is my day because guess what? That's when they send out a pre-cancel report anyway. They send an email. Everybody gets an email about that. You have to pre-cancel. And also, you look at your organizational pre-cancel report in your activity center. So all those things are there. The tools are necessary to utilize and to stay on track. So to end with this, so many rewards in the long run. Performance Club becomes less stressful. Higher persistency equals bigger rewards and bigger residual income. The business that stays is the business that pays. And just a quote that I just thought about, I said, I'm writing my own quote. And that is, if we make it more tangible, we make it more valuable. I said again, if we make it more tangible, we make it more valuable. I'm telling you all, this is the best time to be in Legal Shield. Ever since we got back from Atlanta, it has just been, like, just crazy. Where people are just excited about this. I actually got a couple that's getting ready to come aboard that came out, saw the information. They had been members. They had a really bad situation that happened with their son. And the Legal Shield membership, the attorneys, are working real great. They're excited about it. Before, I could never get them to come out and see any information. But now they have an experience. I serviced them and made sure that all this stuff is set up. They came out on Monday night. I talked to them right before this call. They said, let's talk tomorrow. Let's get the paperwork done. We're ready. And then I had somebody else call me earlier today and said, I'm ready. Then yesterday, I had somebody else call me and said, I'm ready. So, you know, understand that we're out here sharing information, making sure we're preaching about what we have. Because what we have the cookie. Understand there's no need for us to beg anybody to get in our business. They're going to want to get in our business, but they got to know about the information. And by doing that, we're just doing our job, educating people, letting them know that, you know, there's an abundance of things that can happen from this business if you get involved at this time. Because we're on the front end of the trend, and we're going to do some big things here in 2016. I'll turn it back to you, Mr. and Mrs. Zakorn.
Excellent job, Mr. Rob Hurst. I'm telling you, I'm getting text messages, and one of them is from Michael Johnson, and I have to just tell you, he said he's been doing many of your tips for a long time, and his persistency is 90+. So everything that you've shared is so important. Thank you so much for putting that PowerPoint together. We've got it permanently now on the site, and thank you so much for going through it tonight. And we'll probably archive this call, folks, so that you have it in the future to go back to and send your team to. Can you imagine if everybody did this with every single membership that they marketed? Number one, that family would have it forever and not have to be lost without it because some person really, you know, didn't know the value of it and canceled it. That wouldn't happen. When you do these things, the value of the membership so skyrocketing. And so, Rob Hurst, just a great job. Thank you so much.
Yeah, proud of you, Rob. And I'm also proud of everybody that stayed on this call. We watched only, I think, four people fall off this call during
the
whole call.
Yeah, it was good to the very end.
That means
here,
y'all are
so
dead serious about your business, and we know what it means to your family because we know what it means to our family and Rob's family. So, Rob, thank you. Thank all of you for texting.
And everybody, let's have a fantastic week. Let's go to our
agency. Any final words, Rob?
Yeah, I was going to say, if anybody listens to the Monday Morning Leadership Call, they talk about this very same subject. And if you go to the LMS system, there's actually specific trainings, more in-depth training on how to do this, like how to set up somebody's ID Shield dashboard, how to write quality business, membership perks, MyLegalShield.com mobile apps and teaching usage and service accounts. All that stuff is back there on the LMS. And but if you go and listen to the Monday Morning Leadership Call towards the end, in fact, I can tell you because I took a screenshot of it, right at about 32 minutes. If you go right to 32 minutes, you'll see where they talk about that for about 5 minutes. They smashed it. I mean, it was awesome. If you just want to make sure that, you know, you're able to kind of go on there and just, you know, maybe you heard this call tonight. You're like, okay, well, where do I go? You can go back there to the LMS system on your back office where they have the training. And you can access, you know, those trainings as well. I actually even have the numbers too. But if you go to at the 32 minute mark, you'll see it just like I saw it. And you all, I'm telling you, we're gonna do some big things here in 2016.
Rob, we look forward to having you walk across that stage as a $100,000 ring earner
and
know,
more
on your way to platinum in April too. So we're excited for you guys.
Awesome!
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And everybody,
hey,
let's have a great week.
It's been a great call. Thanks, John Gardner and Tom McCain and everybody else who spoke. Who else spoke? Somebody else spoke.
Dominic Kapler. Jim Crutcher and Ron Crutcher. Yes, thank you so much. You all did a fabulous job.
Yeah, thank y'all. Hey, this is Frank and Teresa and Sunny. Well, Rainy Charles.
Rainy Charles.
It was warm. It was 73 today, so we had a good day today.
That's right.
And listen, y'all take care. We appreciate each and every one of you. Frank and Teresa saying good night to everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.